Welcome to South Haven Business Beat. Business and community leaders talk with us to provide invaluable resources to aid the business community.
South Haven Business Beat is sponsored by the South Haven Chamber of Commerce. Whether you want to grow your business or connect with like-minded professionals, the South Haven Chamber offers over 80 events throughout the year. Are you a morning person? Our Coffee with a Member is a great way to start your morning once a month. Network with local businesses, and enjoy coffee with friends, all before 9 a.m. The South Haven Chamber of Commerce is dedicated to helping your business thrive by providing resources, building connections, and fostering community support. Join us today. Visit southhavenchamber.com to learn more. The South Haven Chamber, where relationships create commerce.
And now here's your host, Robbie Yates.
Hi, thank you for listening and tuning in again. Again, my name is Robbie. I'm the host. And I'm here with an incredible guest with MidSouth Integrative or Integrative Medical and with Megan Chastone-Quall.
You got it, man.
Yes. That was so difficult to get that. So thank you again for your time being on the show and just really looking forward to diving in and really learning more about MidSouth or you and also the integrative aspect of it. And
certainly.
So for somebody who hears that, MidSouth Integrative, I know you said integrative also medical, but how does that even look and what does that even, like the details behind that?
Sure. The difference in what we do, what kind of sets us apart as a clinic from other individuals. So originally the passion, the drive for towards integrative medicine is comes in many different forms for different individuals. So for me personally, it started off as a child. You know, my dad was an orthodontist and he was always on the cutting edge of different interventions and how can we improve upon things and how can we do things differently. I grew up watching an uncle of mine who's a very prominent ENT with a facial plastic surgeon, and down in Lafayette, Louisiana, I had a grandfather who was a cardiologist who practiced cardiology for over 70 years from World War II all the way till a couple years ago when he passed away. So lots of different family members and individuals that, you know, are always kind of pushing that envelope. Just because something is evidence-based medicine, that's because it has been proven, then that is currently what we've studied and shown to be the best approach for a patient. Sure. It doesn't always mean that that is the best approach. You know, technology is constantly changing and ever evolving. And so it's important as a provider to stay ahead of those trends and to continue to seek out, you know, interventions that are going to be most beneficial for patients.
Yeah.
So we're all classically, traditionally Western trained. You know, we utilize medications and we do a lot of our testing. We base a lot of our testing, examination based on what is taught in our schools. Where a lot of us will fall into that integrative realm is when patients or personally, you know, you'll experience some sort of a health condition, trial, symptoms that are not responding to traditional medicine.
Mm-hmm. Is that any patient? Something you keep me some, like, I know it's kind of broad field.
Sure.
Or is it just, I love how you're like tapping it, but how does that look on the patient side of it? Is it just, is it a very specific industry? Because I know, like, for some people, you know, like for a diabetic, they go to that clinic for that. So is there a wide scope, or how does that look on the patient side? Like what you're talking about.
So not every patient is an integrative patient. That's a great question. Yeah. So some of them are very traditional patients. So examining the patient, finding out what is going to be the best approach for that individual to help them meet their goals, meet them where they are, what manage their expectations. All of it starts with a good thorough history. Mm-hmm. So you've got to have a thorough deep dive into their history. Where have they been? What have they tried? You know, have we completed that traditional management versus, you know, what have we branched out to try and incorporate into that health approach? So integrative, we practice integrative medicine, which is essentially incorporating all sorts of different facets of healthcare. And to kind of bring my background is I've been introduced to many different routes of health management. So understanding and having an appreciation for those different interventions, I think, is what sets us apart. You know, when we are building a care plan for a patient, understanding, you know, does that patient need, you know, a specific subspecialist? Have they already done that? Do they need to incorporate massage or acupuncture or chiropractic or making sure that holistic dentistry and all of those things are all encompassed? If a patient is not interested in those interventions, then obviously we'll customize the care plan based on their needs. If a patient has had, let's say, side effects or is non-responsive to traditional routes of care and they're seeking us wanting a different approach, then that's really where we kind of start to separate from a traditional mainstream, is just making sure to incorporate all of those different interventions whenever appropriate. Integrative medicine and functional medicine will sometimes obtain different testing, and some of those tests are not traditional. They're not usually covered by insurance. So making sure to order appropriate tests, not ordering tests that are not appropriate, ordering tests that are going to provide valuable information. When part of providing integrative care is also making sure to manage the economic burden that healthcare can place on patients. Yeah. So trying to be aware, you know, of that and be a good steward of our patients' money. Yeah. We'll see our patients a little more rigorously in the beginning, and making sure that all of those interventions are in place, that they have an understanding of what is expected of them. Talking about their, you know, nutritional status, nutritional goals, water intake, exercise, making sure that they're following up with those other, you know, subspecialists and those other disciplines that we've referred them to. And usually the frequency of those visits will kind of taper off as, you know, the knowledge and the time continues that we spend with the patient. Yeah. You know, we do a lot of education. We do a lot of listening and a lot of education in the very beginning.
Yeah.
So
that's incredible. And I'm sorry, what's that?
I just said to help empower the patient.
Yeah, no, I love that you're definitely the patient and needs and concerns and everything is a forefront of all of it. And I respect it. How does it look for somebody who comes to you? Obviously, everybody's a little bit different in what their needs and concerns are. And how do you figure out the best place to start? Because it seemed like you have a lot of to be able to offer somebody and help them out, which is a beautiful thing, instead of saying, oh, hey, this is what's wrong with you. Let me write you a pill and here's a subscription or a prescription and, you know, put a Band-Aid on it. How do you know exactly where to start? I imagine everybody's different. Oh, you have a lot of options to provide and help them out. How do you figure that out? Just through testing or just through Q&A, or how does that look?
A very thorough, detailed history. So I think what sets us apart starts right from the first phone call. You know, we start data gathering on that very first phone call before the patients even step foot in the office. And then coming in the office, they will, again, you'll be met with, you know, someone at the front desk who's going to stand up, who's going to smile and hopefully greet you by name. And just to kind of help that transition, you know, of most patients, when they come in, they're very guarded, and we need to break those walls and in order to be able to obtain that the data and the history of where is this person, where are they physically, mentally, are they ready for all of what we have to offer? Yeah. Meeting patients where they are is very important. All of that comes from data gathering and from a very thorough, detailed history. We don't make a lot of recommendations on that first visit. The first visit is mostly just gathering data, finding out where is that patient, where can we start. We're going to start off with some, you know, traditional lab work, some traditional diagnostic testing to get a good foundation. I had a educator of mine that I'm very fond of that told me a really good provider is one who masters the basics. So we have to start with the basics. We have to lay a good foundation before we can decide, you know, where in this weird, fun, funky, integrative world, you know, we can branch off and help this patient to kind of customize care.
Yeah. So that's remarkable. I love that you're looking at it from all angles instead of saying, hey, you know what? Hey, here's your box. You jump in this and this. Then we'll figure it out from there, because it's not going to do the best you can for the patient and that concern. And you mentioned a little while ago about how not everybody is meant to go in. And how do you know for sure somebody, if they hear this, like, am I a fit or am I not a fit? Is it just picking up the phone and having a conversation, or like whatever they're, you know, going through currently in their life? How do they know, you know, if they're the right fit to go in and get the care they need from you all?
Sure. Great question. Let's see. I think a lot of that is, it comes out on that first visit. You know, we'll just discern their goals, figure out, you know, where they are in their journey. If sometimes it's a matter of stabilizing a patient before we can optimize. You know, sometimes we're so broken in this current system that we are running. And as you say, nobody fits inside that little box. If one thing I have learned is that none of my patients fit inside this little box.
Yeah.
So understanding their goals, making sure that the patient is comfortable, you know, a lot of times to stay motivated and do all of the things that we ask of our patients, you need to feel good, you know, in order to stay motivated and to continue to do all of these things that are asked of them, and making sure that we, you know, manage their goals. That's why we stay more in touch with a person in the beginning. What's going to help them to decide whether or not we're a good fit for each other? I feel like the provider is probably going to be better apt to making that decision. But if somebody is interested and they are motivated and they want to find out what else is out there, that is something that we have strive to bring to the community and to our patients, is these are our options. You know, this is, you know, it's not just a one size fits all. We cannot continue to prescribe the same medication to a patient that's had, you know, an adverse or reaction or side effect, you know, just because you've got this same disease process. You mentioned, I think you said diabetes earlier, you know, even though the mechanism of that disease process is similar, is the same in most people. The background and what are all of the influences that can be contributing to that disease process is what's going to make our care plan. You know, with diabetes, you know, making sure that we addressed psychological, you know, sometimes if we are relying on food as a source of, you know, mental health, making sure they have a good mental health provider on board. If they are, you know, eating a lot of fast food, you know, in our Western world, we are creatures of convenience and instant gratification. Yeah. And if we're eating a lot of overprocessed foods, if we are, you know, lacking in certain discipline with different areas, if they have specific nutritional deficits, if there's a genetic component that might be compounding that variable, what else has happened in that patient's life history that has gotten them to the point that they are today? So all of that is going to come into play, whether or not, you know, how we're going to actually treat this diabetic patient. So can we help and contribute? Do I think I can bring value and contribute to most individuals? I do. How much are they going to get from us is going to be, you know, how much they're willing to give and to work. We require a good bit of our patients. We work very hard for our patients, and we require a lot of them too. So we are not the right fit for everybody, and I'll be the first one to tell you that. So, but we always strive to do a really good job to take care of our patients and at least give them options to help empower them on their journey. I think a lot of patients feel like they're not given an option. And the reality of this dynamic is that when a patient comes into our office, they are paying us. They are employing us. We work for them.
Ooh, I love that.
It's not the other way around, you know? And so because of that, you know, we try to work very hard for our patients, but again, we have that same expectations of them. We've done the same for all of our staff. You know, all of our staff are top of the line. They know what they're supposed to be doing. They are educated and informed. So we've also been able, because of that, to be very exclusive with some of the patients that we do continue to manage. So a lot of patients are not going to be a good fit for our care. If they just come in and they want, you know, some sort of a subspecialist consult, we can certainly act as such. You know, if patients just want to know, hey, what are my options? I just want to know kind of what's out there. We can absolutely serve to provide that information. We are primary care family trained. So if they want, you know, primary care, we can offer that. If they want to maintain their primary care, they like their primary care, and they just want to use us as an ancillary subspecialist, we got the ability to do that as well.
Yeah, excellent. That's what I'm going to take a brief pause here from our sponsors. When we come back, we're going to dive in a little bit more and unpack of what that journey looks like from the first time somebody comes in to see if they are the right fit. Okay. And I love how you're working for them and then diving in. So we'll take a brief pause and hear from our sponsors.
Thank you.
Pure Focus Media exists to make high quality media accessible to all businesses, regardless of their size or budget. We believe that every business deserves to have its story told with clarity and creativity, and we are here to bring that vision to life. Staying ahead in a world driven by technology is key. At Wisdom Integrators, we simplify tech solutions for your business. We specialize in customizing audio, video, and IT services tailored to your needs. At Wisdom Integrators, we don't just solve problems, we create opportunities. Wisdom Integrators, connecting your world, solving your problems. Now back to South Haven Business Beat and host Robbie Yates.
Hey, thank you for tuning back in, and really looking forward to diving and unpacking. So I know we talked about before the break, a lot what y'all are doing for the patients, and there's so many options, which I love, and the fact that you're able to have somebody that are just kind of tired of, like, I need another answer. How can I get better? What can I do? And you go to work for them and helping them out. Absolutely love that. But so if you can kind of walk through, so if all of a sudden I'm hearing this, I'm thinking, you know what? I'm just tired of doing, like, where I've been going, like you said, the mental part of it. And then, you know, just wanting to get over that hurdle, whatever they're dealing with, you know, physically and emotionally, and also on the health side of it. So if I pick up the phone, or if I just, you know, come into the office for the first time, how does that look for to find out if they am a right fit?
Sure.
And then, like, what does that look like? I know not everybody, like you said before, it's not a box. Let's not, you know, go ahead and jump in it. So how does that look? How do I find out, like, for the first time visit?
Sure. Mm-hmm. We strive to set ourselves apart mm-hmm. from others. And it starts at the very first phone call. It starts on the phone call before you even walk into the office. Yeah. So you should be able to hear that other individual smiling on the other end of the phone.
I love that, yeah.
Our goal is to restore hope in healthcare. You know, a lot of folks, I think, feel like they're kind of caught in that wheel and caught in this race, and they've lost hope. And so from the very beginning, from that very first phone call, we strive to restore hope and let people know that there are still individuals out there that care for you, that care about each other. We're a Christian-based community, and so God is always first in everything that we do, and I'm hoping that you feel that as soon as you walk in that front door.
Yeah.
So you should be greeted with a smile to let you know that hope starts here. That's what we're doing.
Yeah.
We're growing into health. It's really fun to help move away from that dis-ease, the disease state, into a functional wellness model. What does it look like when you walk in the front door? You know, you'll be greeted. We have the traditional safety data gathering. You'll have all the information provided to you before you get in. And then you'll be greeted by one of our MAs who's going to bring you back and, again, do a very comprehensive initial history of present illness.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've gone through quite a few staff in the umpteen years that we've been in practice.
Yeah.
So we opened our first business, the chiropractic side, back 20 years ago.
Okay.
And so we've kissed quite a couple frogs in that meantime. So we require a lot of our staff, and staff is the same. They'll learn, you know, pretty early on if they're going to be a good fit or not. Everyone
yeah.
that's in our clinic, all of our staff members, we've got a phenomenal team.
Mm-hmm.
God has blessed us with a tremendous, phenomenal team of healthcare providers and supporting staff members that are all going to help to, like I said, gather that data, support that patient, build them up, restore hope and faith and love when they walk through that front door. We'll gather that HPI data, and then you'll head back to one of our exam rooms. We've got two different locations now, so you'll be seen either in South Haven or in Hernando. Not open 5 days a week at both locations yet, but hopefully next month, that's our goal. And you'll be greeted by one of our providers. They'll come in and, you know, affirm the information that's already been collected, and then just start down that, you know, data gathering journey. If we need to do some traditional examination, if we need to do some traditional testing, we'll get labs traditionally on that first visit. And if we need to kind of go off down that route, we'll obtaining subspecialized labs. So we're talking about those little bit different labs. You know,
we
draw labs a little bit differently than the traditional. Then we'll gather that. We have our biller involved in the conversation so that patients are aware and learning about their health insurance. And like I said, the cost factor to it. So there is a cost that comes, that goes along with, you know, stepping outside of that wellness every year, you know, that annual exam that the insurance will cover, the cost of those expenses.
Mm-hmm.
There's a cost that's associated when you step outside of that box. So helping patients understand, you know, what does this commitment look like? What are we financially obligating ourselves to, so that folks should leave with more information about what services we have to offer, what can I expect on this journey, what are some of the things that we're looking into, what are some of the things that I can start right now. I usually give my patients homework at the end of that first visit, so we got to get those, got to master those basics, got to master that foundation. There is, water is a universal solvent. There is no substitute for intaking adequate amounts of good, clean water. Simple little things like that, simple little interventions like that. So we'll do that on our initial, at the end of the initial visit, we're always going to schedule a follow-up. So most of our patients that leave will have a follow-up plan to make sure that they stay successful so that they can reach their healthcare goals. We try to help people from themselves. We're all extremely busy and we love our patients and they're super sweet folks, but they got better things to do than to come into the doctor all the time. So to try and, but they come to us with a problem and they need help with those, with meeting those goals. So we try to have a pretty comprehensive follow-up to make sure that they stay on track, to help keep them accountable, and so that they can reach those healthcare goals.
Yeah, I love that. It sounds like to me that once they reach that healthcare goal, then they will no longer have to go in and see you all and kind of continue on because they've exceeded the plan and realize, hey, you know what, I continue on this path by myself. If, correct me if I'm wrong on that. And then also, is there ever a point, I know we talked a little bit off air, where say, hey, I can't always make it in after they keep going to lab. So they do the telehealth as well.
Sure, sure. Yeah. So twofold question. It's good. You're great at this, by the way. let's see. So patients will... life is always ongoing. You know, there's always going to be input. There's always going to be stressors. There's always going to be changes. You know, when we are aging, you know, there's going to be new things that patients are going to come in contact with. So, as I mentioned before, if they want to use us as primary care, we're more than capable. If they want to subspecialize consult, we have the ability to do that as well. So what we have found is, when patients feel like they have achieved a certain goal, usually we're not happy there. Usually we want to set our sights on the next. So now that we've tackled my migraines and I don't have these debilitating migraines anymore, let's talk about this knee pain. You know, let's talk about these weight changes. Let's talk about, you know, my skin changes. So we've got interventions to help with all of those. So we find that even if we're not helping that individual, well, you know, my kid has this and what can we do about that? And they're not focusing like they should and their grades are not quite where they are and they don't listen. So, you know, they find other family members, they find other friends. We've never really done a whole lot of external marketing. All of our marketing has been internal word of mouth referrals. So that has also helped us to build this phenomenal family of patients within our clinic. You mentioned, what was your second part of that question?
It was telehealth. So if they go through it, but they can't always make it in, is that an option to be, you know what, hey, let me just call in, get, you know, a consult, or how does that look?
Absolutely. Yeah. So state of Mississippi, got to master those basics. State of Mississippi says we got to have that face-to-face in order to establish care. So we've got a lot of patients that will actually travel from out of state for that initial visit. And then we do have the ability to order the lab testing and some diagnostic imaging. We work with diagnostic imaging centers all over the U.S. To help optimize and that patient's goals, manage their care. We have, different online platforms that we'll be able to use to communicate with patients ongoing. We have telehealth services. We do have the ability to offer telehealth services to help add to that convenience factor. You know, like I said, we're all busy. You've got stuff going on, stuff to do. So if you just need time and you need answers and you need a consult, then we have the ability to offer that telecommunication as well.
Yeah, remarkable. Oh, Megan, I can't thank you so much for your time. I love your passion and the compassion you also have for patients and you putting them first before yourself. It seems like a lot of times and I greatly respect that. I would love to have you back another time just to dive in more for what you do and just how you you know, benefit people. It's remarkable. Hey, we have to wrap things up, but please, if you're ever interested, please contact them, reach out. You got two locations. And just to kind of find out if you're sick and tired of like where you are, kind of how you want to better your health and your life and possibly your family as well. If maybe, you know, a friend or family, you keep hearing something, you're like, you know what? Hey, you know, check out, you know, Miss South Integrative. Just find out just the best thing we can do to help them out. So again, thank you for your time. And thank you so much for being on the show.
I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me. I look forward to being back.
Awesome.
Thank you for listening to this episode of South Haven Business Beat. We would like to thank the following sponsor. Make your next event unforgettable with the Follow app. connect instantly, stay organized, and never miss an opportunity. Ditch the business cards. Go digital with the Follow app. Network effectively, exchange contacts seamlessly, and grow your business. The Follow app, transforming the way professionals connect at events. Would you like to be a sponsor of South Haven Business Beat? Please email us, info@southhavenchamber.com. Be sure to share and subscribe for more business resources. Thanks for watching.